So with that, I'm going to espouse to you what I think is the NFL's biggest schedule weakness.
Okay, what do we got?
And we're seeing again this year, the Browns start their season with the Bengals, and then they end their season with the Bengals. And I think the Week 18 rivalry games have become the biggest failure and the biggest weakness on the schedule.
Well, they just don't matter at that point.
Like more than 50% of the time, they don't matter.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like if the division is supposed to be the end-all be-all, I kind of think it should be delivered in the middle of the season, not at the beginning of the season where teams aren't quite finalized yet, and not at the end of the season where, you know, anywhere from 5 to 8 teams are out of the playoffs by the time the, well, actually more than that, 8 to 10 teams are out of the playoffs or on the verge of out of the playoffs in that moment.
So you want it like stacked in the middle?
Yeah. Somewhere in the, anywhere from week 5 to week 14.
I don't know. I don't know that I love the idea of it being like designated times. You know what I mean? Like it works for Ohio State and Michigan and it works for the game, but the NFL isn't that, you know, I feel like I like the variety. I like the idea that, yeah, I know Zach Taylor is an absolute dodo bird and runs the ball in the first 4 weeks of the season instead of passing it. Like if that gives us an advantage in taking on the Bengals, I don't hate that.
Well, but I think the point of scheduling the games at the beginning and end of the season, at least with one chief rival, is the idea that, well, okay, that last game is going to mean something. If more than 50% of those games don't mean a damn thing, or if both teams are playoff teams and they decide to rest the,
but that's just a week 18 problem, though.
No, I think it's indicative of the point of, like, a bad Browns team beating the Bengals in the first. Like, that game should have more meaning than, well, Zach can't coach early in the season.
I think I know why they do it, though. I think they do it because if you are playing, on a rotational basis with all these teams, you take on every team once every so many years. And so let's say you're a Chargers fan living in Cleveland, and you take on the Chargers once every few years, and that's a Week 18 game, then you do get robbed of that. I know you'll say, well, I don't care. Well, I just want the best games.
It's not that I care. I think it's more that I just want to. I want to put the bulk of all of the rivalry games when they actually matter. When the teams are when all teams still have some semblance of hope or fight.
I get what you're saying, but like I need to take the Browns out of this for a second. Let's pretend we're the Chiefs and we're doing this in Kansas City. If the only time that Patrick Mahomes gets to play Caleb Williams, let's say, is once every 4 years, and then that once every 4 years is because the schedule makers decided not to make it divisional matchups, it ended up being week 18. Well, it's just like a big missed opportunity between not only seeing two great quarterbacks play against each other, but everyone in between.
Yeah. I just think if the point is divisional,
I'm just trying to see their side of it is all.
I don't even know. I just don't think they've acknowledged what a waste Week 18's become.
Well, and I think that's the heart of this conversation, is that Week 18 just stinks at this point, and there's not really, it's gotten to be so bad that any way we do this, you're going to end up in a situation where you're probably not pleased.
Yeah, it's funny, like, I know there's an NFL lottery push. Schefter. For what it's worth, Adam Schefter has gotten behind the idea that an NFL draft lottery would be gangbusters,
I thought this was your guy Greenberg that started this.
Jared?
No, Mike.
Oh, well, talk about another guy who just...
I like that you went to Jared because we just had him on.
Jared is my guy. Jared's much more my guy than Mike Greenberg's
my guy.
That's
the point. When I say my guy, I mean it in a very sarcastic way.
Oh, okay. I didn't pick up on your sarcasm.
Not since a Schefter Nagasaki bomb. Have you?
I didn't like the way I said that.
Have you been really down on Mike? You're just not a fan is the point.
No, I just think the point is those two weasels saying that means that there's somebody with real power in the NFL behind the idea of an NFL draft lottery. And I get really annoyed.
What was the NFL draft lottery? Can you spell it out for people?
What do you mean?
Like what was the context behind? I never actually saw the clip.
Schefter and Greenberg both said they think it would work and something that the NFL would consider. So not like they're going to do it, but when they float that, like Adam Schefter tends to be one of the big thought balloon guys out there of like, hey, will you tweet this just to see how it's reacted to? And I think...
You mean like just taking the NBA setup is what you're saying?
Not one for one, but having something similar and then the NFL spin on it. But yeah, an NFL draft lottery.
Where you just don't immediately get rewarded for being the worst team in the
league. Correct. And okay. The idea is to curb tanking, which It actually has worked in the NBA. I mean, the Wizards, the Jazz, they got hammered for it this year. Even the Hornets, it's supposed to be like a three-guy race at the top, and they got the fourth draft pick, which is very similar to like the Evan Mobley draft with Mobley, Edwards, and LaMelo. I'm thinking that, right? No, sorry.
No, Wiseman. He was the Jalen one in there.
And Anthony Edwards. That's what that... But the point is, if you want to try and go anti-tanking, I don't hate it. I do think you're messing with the competitive balance in the NFL, which is already it's already as fine-tuned as you can get it. And I worry that you could kick this in the favor of certain franchises and really punish teams just with crappy owners. Y'all can think of one or two if you want. The Jets. That's all I was going to say. But I understand that. But I just think if you're going to only address one side of the equation and not teams resting players or not being incentivized to play their players in Week 18, I think you're dealing with half the problem, not the whole problem.
I think you got to find a way to incentivize, I think is the right key there. And I don't know if that is incentivizing the teams at the bottom or at the top, but you got to find a way to make it. Listen, when they moved away from the playoff setup to what it is now, where you only have one bye, I do think that made a lot of teams just grouped up through 2-7. And it did make that top just feel a little less like, oh, we can rest our guys.
All right. I think people are going to hate this.
Okay.
What if you offer a second bye and you move to 8 playoff teams on either side? So half the NFL will make the playoffs.
It's a lot. It's a lot of teams making the playoffs. And listen, they would love this. They'd love it because it's another game that they could sell, and you'd have more teams in, which is more interest. Like all these leagues want as many teams as they possibly can get. You saw this with Rob Manfred. Manfred was pushing for way more teams than are currently in baseball's postseason. He got added on teams, and it made him a lot more money, but he's always pushed for more. Like, they want as many as they can get away with. It's just at what point then you do devalue the regular season as a whole. Like, if half the league is making the postseason, why are we watching the first 18 weeks?
Because I still think it's going to matter, and there's going to be still teams in the middle of the NFL fighting for it and fighting for the positioning.
I just think the more and more you get into that territory, the less and less the regular season actually does matter. This is the give and take, though. This is the poll. Like, if you want Week 18 to matter, you have to find some answer here.
It's funny because every time somebody's like, when you go to 7 playoff teams, the regular season won't matter as much. I have not seen that happen at all. The only thing that I've seen is the devaluation, but only getting one bye, which has changed how teams operate in Week 18. But, like, I have not seen one person watch 1 second less of football.
Not watch 1 second less.
Seven playoff teams.
We're obsessed with it. I think you could throw 14 teams in the playoffs, we'd still probably watch just as much football.
Isn't that how much they have now?
No. I meant, like, on one conference, 14 teams. Like, one side.
That's being a jack weasel. I'm sorry.
But the point that, now I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry. I was just being a troll to be a troll.
We're very used to it here. It's okay. Now, I was being a troll just to be a troll. Wait, well, hold on. Why is it? He looks that way. Like, that was a hurtful thing to say.
No, you're right. Me and Mac don't have feelings, nor does Anthony. 216-474-0092. Do you like the beginning and end of the season schedule with rivalry games? I think it's becoming a massive weakness with how Week 18 just doesn't matter for almost half the damn league, sometimes even more. The Lead, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.